This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What Culture Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Tilford, joined by Ewan Patterson.
Hello.
And Josh Brown.
Hiya.
Do you guys like a bit of Spider-Man?
Yes.
Me too. Do you know you're a fan?
Gasp, yeah.
It's a pretty good, lovely thing. Now, we have been doing a series of some of these podcasts where we dove into potential thoughts for God of War 2. Then we did one on The Last of Us. Might have been the other way around. Don't know, it's a Friday. But we're going to do one on the next Spider-Man game because it's a big old deal. So we've come up with three things that we want to see each, be they, you know, plot-based or gameplay-based or just whatever. So I'm going to open up the floor with just Miles Morales. I want to see more Miles Morales. I don't care if he's playable. I don't care how much of a role he has in the story. I just want more of him. What do you think?
Yes, you mean, yes. He's an amazing Spider-Man, an amazing character. I thought they set him up so well in the original game, and they kind of tease it in the DLC that he's becoming more active. Obviously, yep. That entire sort of, you know, the last episode ends on Peter and Miles jumping off a building together using their web shooters. Give me more, especially after Into the Spider-Verse has made everyone fall in love with him all over again. Mm-hmm. I need more of him and in a playable role, and I'm going to expand on this later.
I was going to say, it's actually kind of interesting that Spider-Man PS4 kind of foreshadowed what happened with Spider-Verse. Now we had Peter Parker mentoring Miles, where obviously when Miles came from, Peter was dead.
He was dead.
But now he's got a mentor, and I love that twist on the whole premise. And like, I would love it if it was almost like an Arkham kind of thing where you have the dual play between them and different sections of the story make you players different. Like, I'd be very happy if we got, because they teased his abilities in that last game, not just the fact that he literally clings to the wall, but his stinging ability and his invisibility as well. Mm-hmm. So I figure as though maybe we'll get more stealth-focused gameplay sections as Miles.
I like how it just provides like a really nice contrast, because obviously this version of Spider-Man is very experienced. He's older, he's wiser, he's already put away a lot of villains, whereas as far as we know, Miles is just getting to grips with his powers. We don't know when the second game is going to pick up, but even in the DLC, it was teased that he doesn't have a Spider-Sense yet or anything like that. So it'll be a good way, sort of like a surrogate way for the player to, again, not only have more powers to experiment with, but also, you know, have a Spider-Man that is just learning to be Spider-Man and get all of those classic stories while not losing the great version that Insomniac
had. That was my thing. I mean, I always knew who Miles Morales was, and I've like seen him as, you know, different skins in different games and stuff, but it was Spider-Verse that made me absolutely love him as a character. And I didn't actually know that Peter was dead in his original origin thing, but I love that dynamic. Do you think they'll just jump past him becoming a Spider-Man and just get him fully in costume and just go?
I think I'm predicting a time jump of sorts in the next game. I think it would make sense if you literally opened up the intro as you're playing as Peter, and then out of nowhere Miles swings in and suddenly you've got kind of like a dual play thing going on. I would love that. I like the idea of there being more than one Spider-Man in New York doing their thing, because we've had that in the comics the past few years now, and after Secret Wars, you know, Miles came across, and the Ultimate Universe has been in the mainstream Marvel Universe ever since. So yeah, I think maybe a time jump where we'll have Miles more established, but maybe that's where we see more of the kind of customizability come in, where you'll be able to kind of make Miles your own in a way.
A cool intro scene where you have the full suit on and he goes to take the mask off and it's Miles instead of Peter.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd like that a lot.
Mr. Ewan, what was your first thing?
I want to build my own suit. I really liked the array of classic costumes that were there in Insomniac Spider-Man game, and I definitely think they should stay for the sequel and have even more for people who really like their alternate costumes and like to dive into the history of the Marvel Universe and basically represent that in different ways.
But are there more costumes to choose from? They've used so many.
Yes, there are plenty.
Good.
They've been going for 50 years.
Good.
It's load, five decades so worth of costumes and alternate universes and everything.
But the Bagman's already been used.
Yes, that's true. But whatever. I basically just want to see, like, I want to be able to build my own costume from the ground up. I loved the advanced suit in the first game, but I'd love to be able to, like, put in little tweaks. And I'd love to be able to, like, choose what kind of webbing you use, what kind of symbol you have, the overall color scheme of the costume as well. And, like, I think as though that's the next logical progression, because before the game, my only pet peeve with how they marketed it was they did kind of say that you'd be able to customize your own costumes, that was literally just...
Bias. That just boiled down to like that augmented stuff.
Yeah, like literally just these are your different abilities that you can use. But I'd like to be able to have my own spider suit and outfit different loadouts to different suits and have a whole wardrobe that I could choose from. But they were all things that I built. I'd love them to figure out a way of doing that in the game.
Because you mentioned like in Far From Home, we see that at Nick near the end. We're going to do big Far From Home spoilers, but there is a bit where we get to see him build a suit from nothing or, you know, using some tech. And that would be a really cool way to do it if you use the holograms. And there's already that sort of like Stark-based tech influence in the first game anyway. Would you also like that, John?
Hard agree, because although there are lots of costumes yet to be used and stuff, there is so many that they could choose from for the next game. You know, they've got to go one more. They had so many in the original game. I don't just want another handful of costumes choose from, as gracious as I am that Insomniac don't make me pay for them for the most part. I want to be able, like Yoon said, to be able to chop and change, make your own sort of your unique Spider-Man outfit that, you know, will take inspiration from the stuff Insomniac created, but then from the history of the character. Because in a lot of... in the original game, there are so many great costumes that look good, but that I will never wear for the duration of the game. I will wear it to swing around for 10 minutes. But if I could take elements from them and create an amalgamation of my perfect Spider-Man costume and go right down to the fine details of even the material that it is made out of.
I want to pick the weave, man. I want to pick the weave, and I want the basketball weave from the Raimi movies.
You sound like you're just going to create like some sort of Frankenstein's costume.
With a bag on his head. What's your big thing that you would like to...
Okay.
Oh, his phone's died.
I know, it's gone, but it's fine. Going back to Miles Morales for a second, I want to make him playable, and I have an idea about how I want this to happen. So I want to pitch something to you guys. Obviously, we know that the at least one of the main villains of the next game is going to be, you know, the Black Suit Saga. I won't touch on anyone's toes here. But obviously, there are going to be other villains as well, and I want to see Kraven the Hunter involved. Because I want to see him come into the story, because... partly because I want to see Spider-Man's Peter Parker's identity be revealed in some way. Again,
might be a thing.
But I want to see that happening. I want to see Kraven the Hunter come in and sort of chase Spider-Man down and not have a direct adaptation of Kraven's last hunt. But I want it at some point in the story. I want to see Spider-Man shot, and then Miles Morales is like, what the hell do we do now? What do we do now?
Like a remix of Kraven's last time.
Like a remix of it. And then that's when you pick up as Miles and play as him during that period of where Peter Parker is supposedly dead. And then at the end, you can have the dual thing swapping between them. And I think that'll
that's
be cool
what I wanted in Arkham Knight. When you think Bruce is going to die at the opening act of Arkham Knight, the best thing about that game, by the way, and then literally, you know, they kind of just step back from that. I wanted to play a period of the game thinking, oh my God, what have they just done? And I think that'd be a very clever way of doing it, because then you could obviously have the moment where Peter busts out the grave and like he jumps out. I'd love that.
What the hell's the dude's name?
It's Joey.
Joel from The Last of Us. Look, right, it's Friday and we're trying to do the podcast in the middle of other things and it's so speedy, but we're getting through it. Joel is the word that I want. Joel and Ellie.
Joey.
The Last of Us. Joey and Elle. From the knockoff third party, The Remainder of Us, that never came out. No, the thing in that where Ellie gets killed and you know, she doesn't. Joel goes down. We're going to leave this in. The whole bit where Joel goes out of action because he falls on a pole and then you have to play as Ellie and it's the most shocking thing and you have to go through with it. That one, that, but I want that with Peter Parker going out of action and then playing as Miles Morales. Joey and Elle carry on.
Everything you just said. How am I supposed to follow this up?
It's all right.
That's exactly what I want, Scott. I feel like throughout that...
It's Friday, mate.
Throughout the early part of the story, I think Peter's going to have this mentor role. But as Peter Parker often does, I think he's going to be very scared about Miles Morales' getting hurt at all.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to try to keep him out of the action, and then obviously Miles is going to be forced to step up when he's apparently killed, but then he'll burst out the grave and they'll team up and bring down Venom.
That can be your big third act then. We can get to some other potential.
Venom. Don't you start.
No, we're thundering on. The next thing I've got down is something gameplay based. I had written down character / ability progression because I think that nearly all of us used Web Blossom and pretty much just stuck with
and
Web
Spider Bro, because Spider Bro was ridiculous really good as well.
But that's the thing. I think they need to have more instances where you would kind of have in your mind that, oh, well, if I used this power, I could have played this bit differently. Or they need to put more impetus on variation, because I think think Web Blossom is incredibly useful, but it's also the first one you get. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, like, it's kind of become like a meme that that is the thing that you go to. So for me, it would be have they need a better sense of progression. So by the time you get to the end, you really feel like you have played with a bunch of powers and you've went from A to B, as opposed to, you know, gameplay 30 hours in, nigh on being the same as 30 minutes in. What do you guys think?
I think you could, like, sort of fit that in with the new suit customization as well. Like,
nice segue, yeah, Josh nice Brown.
I think that would work. It would make a lot of sense. It's kind of, I kind of want to see them adopt a similar system as God of War 2018, because I thought that got the armor system, like, right, and it, that linked in with your abilities, and it wasn't too overwhelming. I think with Spider-Man, I think a limited selection of abilities would be better than the sprawling mass they've got, because it's cool to, like, experiment with them, but like you say, you always go back, or mostly go back to the, you know, the same specials and the same buffs that you don't, that don't really add anything to the combat.
I was going to say, actually, I'd rather they got rid of the ultimate abilities altogether and just focused on gadgets, kind of like what we've got with the Arkham series. I would love to see the electrified webbing come through. Like, you could, like, you know, use that to short circuit stuff. I'd really like that. There are so many different things you could do with Spider-Man in terms of, like, his different gadgets that he has on hand. And going back to the costume customization point again, I want the web wings. I want to have the web wings.
Oh my God.
I
want to glide around with the web wings. I know you don't like the web wings, but wings. I'm just going to say web wing.
I was more divisive on the web wings, but after watching them in Far From Home, that bit when he uses them actually was really cool. So I was like, maybe.
Web wings are good, man.
I mean, I'm weird on stuff that takes him away from, like, base 616 Spidey, which I know he had the wings in the old school.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, animated series and, like.
Well, that's not 616 Spider-Man, is it, Scott?
Is it not?
No. That's just a cartoon.
I want the old school version. I like the version where it's just him in a suit with his webs and he's just just give me classic Spidey.
Webwing Spidey is classic Spidey. I will jump on this hill and die on it right now.
It's a good hill, but I also don't need the technology side of it either. I like the gadgets, but I just don't. I want him to be Spider-Man. I don't want him to be Spider-Stark. You know, I don't need that.
The web things weren't with Tony Stark, but we're getting massively sidetracked.
He's using the gadgets. Anyway, so yeah, my thing would be overall abilities and progression and stuff. Ewan, what's your number two?
I want to see Peter Parker as a teacher. Because currently we see Peter in Spider-Man, the first game, as kind of interning for Octavius's, you know, little startup. And is he graduated or is he still in the midst of...
He has graduated.
I would like to see him go into teaching, because that's one of the most interesting things for me for Spider-Man. You constantly see the dynamic of him being late to class.
Yeah.
I would love to see him juggle his responsibilities, not just as an entrepreneur, but also maybe lecturing at a university. Maybe he goes to ESU and now he's like an actual teacher, because he has taught in the comics in the past. Mm-hmm. And that would make sense for, I think that would really contrast well with what he's doing with Miles, because he's a mentor for Miles, and him embracing a new profession as a teacher at ESU, that would be really interesting to me as well, because you could have a great scene where he's going through and seeing all this generic, you know, university, high school, like, anxiety, but he's actually a teacher now.
The side of it. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, as far as I know, I could be totally wrong. Is there any reference to the lizard in the first PS4 game?
Yes, yes. You actually guess the Kurt Connors' blood is in a backpack.
Oh, does he mention that he's already defeated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you could have a meet up with Kurt Connors and do the whole lizard thing. Either way, though, I like it.
There's actually a tease that you could have there, because they do reference Miles Warren, aka the Jackal, which was the, well, before they retconned it to be Norman Osborn, he was the main guy behind the clone saga who was at ESU. So that would make sense as well. So you could have Peter meet Miles, and maybe they tease the clone saga and everyone gets a little bit anxious, and then it's just he gets knocked out in one punch or something. I don't know. He's cloning hamsters or something instead of actual, like, people. I don't
know. Hamster army. We've had some drones, we've had some rats, why not? Mm. Josh, what's your second thing?
It is, look.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
As much as I loved the rendition of New York City in Insomniac Spider-Man game, it was beautiful, it was gorgeous, I loved swinging through it. I contrasted it last night, actually, because I went back and downloaded the Amazing Spider-Man 2 tie-in game, just to contrast. And
isn't that the worst one?
It's really, really bad, and the New York City in that is so bad, it just made me appreciate Insomniac's version of the city so much more. But that said, I want to see more detailed interiors and dedicated levels, because... Right. The combat is great in Spider-Man, but it pains me to say this, because again, I love the sandbox, but at the same time, how many fights do I need to have in a warehouse or surrounded by shipping containers? Like, that's just kind of a bit mundane for me when you have so much mythology to pull from.
Yeah. In that first trailer, the first teaser for Spider-Man PS4, you see him chasing someone through a cafe and he's doing vaults through a cafe. I know it would be a Herculean task to actually do that across every single building, but I do think there should be certain bits where you could like swing through like a thing and like go through that. I think that would be, and I know we had the bit where you're chasing the helicopter and you kind of crash through the office block. I know that has to be like scripted and stuff, but more integrated kind of varied levels. I'd like to see that the world feels, not that I'm playing like in a sandbox and I can't go inside these fake towers. I want them to feel a little bit more genuine. I know that's very, very difficult, but make it work.
They can just like, they can pick and choose. Like, you know, you could get like, I don't know, just pick like specific blocks or big certain buildings, like Empire, Rockefeller, whatever. Like, I remember in that early trailer, it is that bit when he's chasing the helicopter, but he like does a double web and goes right through the O on a sign, which I think you can do in the finished version. Yeah. But it's not too heavily scripted, but if you find that it's there, it kind of makes me think of the way they did it in Assassin's Creed 3, where like certain buildings, if you went in the window, it then automated you to run through all the way.
But kind of like what they have with the cafe in that trailer. Yeah. Like, you could do that with, like, across loads of different ground locations, and also to pivotal Marvel landmarks, which they had loads of.
Well, that's it. I want to see more of those. I want the interiors of these buildings just to be more inspired. Although the DLC wasn't like great by any means, I thought some of the interiors they had in
the bar
was awesome. Even in some of the bases where they were like these grandiose sort of buildings with like chandeliers all over the place, I thought, wow, this is something I didn't see in the base game, because I was just forced into warehouses, and yes, that's where criminals do their dirty business in the Spider-Man universe, but come on guys, get some aesthetically pleasing wallpaper or something. something.
Some spider wallpaper. I think for the sake of mentioning the city as well, like, it was a 1 to 16th scale model or whatever that they went with. So assumedly they'll be reusing it. But now that the groundwork's been done, they can go in and model some specific places inside.
I want to see like Queens and stuff as well.
Oh,
that's a very good point. Actually, we've played so many Spider-Man games and I've not been able to go to Queens. I would also like to see one of my favorite bits in the old Spider-Man 2 game was being able to go to the little island. What's it called?
Ellis Island.
Or is it Ellis Island?
Ellis is one next to it. Either Staten or Ellis. I was literally just there last week.
Staten.
No, but that's the thing. I was going to throw that in, because I didn't have that as a specific point, but one of the coolest moments in Spider-Man game history is realizing that you can web across the helicopters and get to the Statue of Liberty. Put that in the sequel. Maybe that's what they're waiting waiting for because it was a Spider-Man 2 moment or something. But it feels like that just needs to be in there. It's one of the only iconic landmarks that isn't. So for my number three, I've just got a general point about the open world design. I thought that the side mission structures were incredibly repetitive. I think they doubled down on that in the DLC, which just made it feel a lot like busy work. It's very much the Ubisoft template, and I see why they did it. It's very much, you know, it's plain, it's safe. And it's not something more radiant like what Bethesda tried to do. But in saying that, it was just here's a list of stuff, go repeat these quests or these missions over and over again. And if you pair that with some of the ability stuff, sometimes you were just landing in the middle of goons, triggering Web Blossom, and then moving on to the next.
Anything that doesn't mean I have to mash X repeatedly over and over again and hurt my thumb, I will appreciate. More diversity when it comes to actual random crimes. Mm-hmm. I would love them to... it's a difficult one to do because there are only so many crimes that people can do, but definitely try and spice it up. Like instead of it being the same car each time, you know, throw in a different one. Maybe every now and then you have a big major crime that happens across the city where like they could even do it in a way like Avengers is planning with these like events where they're going to have different things. Why don't you have just every month, like every random month, just plan a big crime that happens in New York and you have to react to it? Because at the end of the day, a hero simulator could just be you swinging around this Spider-Man stopping different crimes. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just actively support the game after release with random stuff you have like a villain's coming in to do something. You could definitely, there is a way to extend that without doing specific story DLC.
Want games as a service for Spidey? No. I think I would probably take it, but it has to be done really well.
That's why we mentioned it in the Avengers podcast a while ago. That's why I'm excited about that game, because it finally realizes the idea of actually being a superhero reacting to events on the fly. I think Spider-Man is the perfect example to do that with, because you can do so much in that New York sandbox and then also keep people on their toes, like literally just out of nowhere, a random Tuesday, and something I could put a tweet out being like, oh, by the way, the rhino's rampaging through Times Square, go deal with that right now and you'll get a bonus or something.
That would be genuinely brilliant. One of the things that, because Arkham Knight's kind of divisive, or you know, tried a few different things and not that many of them were done especially well, but one of the things that I really like is that they overload the amount of villains you have to take care of and put it all in one night. And actually I like that idea of a superhero struggling to get everything back in its place kind of thing, and I think that might actually match up with the live service pretty well.
I'd prefer that route if you're going to do sort of side missions or whatever, have them be kind of like multi-tiered things, so like the events might be similar but you're building towards an end goal, like they're all going to culminate at some point in like a major mission or something, which I don't feel like you get much. Sometimes you do in Spider-Man the base original, but like especially the crimes, they just rinse and repeat. And when I went back to the DLC recently, there were some outfits I really wanted to get, so I did all the side missions for it. And then when I realized the crimes were included in the activities as well, I thought, no way am I doing five insane crimes in every district that I've done already before.
That's the stuff that makes me just kind of focus on how much bloat there is, like, because it is literally just you're waiting in a certain district for like, it's like four or five muggings or whatever the hell it is, or cars being stolen, and it did just get to the point where it just felt like it was being generated and repeated kind of thing.
Doing it district by district for crimes is a bad choice, I think, because at the end of the game I was just swinging around this like block, just repeatedly going back and forth trying to wait for some drug deal to happen.
I mean, considering how much in the first one they had things like, I forget the name of the company, but the different technology that seeded itself across the city, the jetpacks and the laser weapons and everything, even if you need to use that to modify the base set of crimes that you have, there's only like, I think it's 9 types of crime that were in the first one.
Well, there were Sable specific Sable crimes in the game. They were different. They were not the random crimes. They were different crimes. Mm-hmm. So they had different things in that sense.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like play more on that. Even if you have to go down the formulaic route, you can shake it up a bit. But yeah, that's my three.
A more integrated Marvel Universe. I literally have never known excitement like I have done where I've been swinging through New York and I've just gone, oh my God, it's the Sanctum Sanctorum. Oh my God, it's Avengers Tower. Yeah. Oh my God, it's the offices of Nelson and Murdoch. Oh my God, it's all this and this. Take it one step further and actually have these heroes in the wild. I would love nothing more. I'd use Arkham City as an example. Mm-hmm. When you're swinging around and you just spot Azrael on a rooftop somewhere and you're like, oh my God, that's Azrael. Right. I would love to just be swinging around and then maybe I'll look up and I'll see Iron Man like flying like, across the city, or like I go around to Hell's Kitchen and then like you get a police guy being like, oh, we've got reports of like a mass vigilante like beating up people. And you can go in and help Daredevil like stop something going down. There are so many different opportunities that you could do with basically more heavily integrating the Marvel Universe. I'm not asking for completely playable characters, but I would like to see it more integrated. And I would love, it's one of those things where you have the environment now, you could just be lazy, as lazy as you want, and just throw some heroes in there every now and then and just have Spidey team up with them. Mm-hmm. Because of all the characters that, you know, of all the heroes in the Marvel Universe that team up a lot, Spider-Man is the, he literally was the lead of Marvel team up. So, like, you know, you could do whatever you want with him in that sense.
I know what you're really trying to say here, Ewan. You're really trying to say is what you want is the races from Ultimate Spider-Man to return between you and Johnny Storm. That's what we all want. We want. Yes.
It has been a long time. If we're speaking about old school stuff as well, that original game, my favorite Spider-Man game on PS1, that dropped in cameos left, right, and center, including Daredevil, which is absolutely brilliant.
What? You know, Peter moves into a new place in the end of first game. What if he's roommates Johnny Storm again, like he was in the comics?
Boop. Johnny Storm just comes in, Miles Morales.
That was stupid. There was no Baxter building in the first Spider-Man game, which made no sense whatsoever.
No.
Did you mention it?
Nope.
No? I thought there was like a little reference to it.
No Baxter building references in that game.
Hey, now that Disney on Fox is definitely going to be in the second
time. Yeah, Josh, what was your big finish?
Okay, it's not even a big finish, sorry. I'm ending on a bit of a negative note, but although
we haven't talked about Venom if you want a big one.
Okay.
Kind of the back
okay, I'll do a quick one and then a big one. Okay. First one, if you're going to do stealth missions as Mary Jane or whoever else, like if you're not going to do them properly, find another way to integrate them. Because I like the idea of playing as different characters, but especially going back to it, they were a drag.
They were terrible.
I was just doing the same thing over and over again. I wasn't even interacting with mechanics as I was supposed to do. I was just exploiting it to get through it as fast as possible. Yep. I like the idea of playing out of non-superhero characters. I think there's so much scope there, but find another way to do it rather than just crappy stealth sections. I'll make them really good. Anyway, Venom needs to happen, and I want Venom to be the one.
We've got time. We've got sort of 5-ish minutes.
All right, so I'll chill out about it. I'll link back to my theory from earlier. How I mentioned that Peter Parker might have his secret identity revealed. Uh-huh. I want Venom potentially to be the one to do it. Because obviously the Venom in this universe is set up to be Harry Osborn. Harry Osborn and Mary Jane and Peter are referenced throughout the entirety of the first game to be these great friends. They've got so much history together. They're going to clash eventually. Mm. Something's got to come out from that, whether it's Norman Osborn getting the information from his son and then using that to drive his own political campaign or something, set him up as the Green Goblin for the third game or something like that. I don't know, but I think that would be a good dynamic because at this point in time, Peter Parker only really has sort of Miles Morales and I guess Mary Jane to sort of like look after, and both of them are very capable people. The only way you can put them in proper danger, I think, is that if the entire sort of city is gunning for him because they know who he is as Spider-Man.
Yeah, plus like one of the staple tropes is the whole like, you know, trying to protect the identity thing, which in the MCU they've started playing around with a hell of a lot more, but like I like the idea of them going near that in this too.
Yeah.
Especially with someone like Harry.
Oh, that raises such a fascinating conflict of interest for Mary Jane as well, because obviously she's working for the Bugle here.
Yeah.
How great would it be if you actually, one of the Mary Jane missions is you in the Bugle and you got J. Jonah Jameson like, why are you following up the Spider-Man story? What are you doing? Why are you following up? I know he doesn't work for the Bugle anymore.
Yeah.
But still, he could
get him back.
Get his job back. He just gets his job out. Just so he can have this. I want pictures. I'm not a photographer, Jay. I don't care. Give me the picture. I want that.
J. Jonah Jameson should be his own separate point. That dude. And just get J.K. Simmons again. Whatever.
Do you mean just get him back for everything?
Even if he wasn't in the first game, get him back.
Yeah, no.
Take out that weird Alex, whatever he's called, replica dude.
I don't know how they're going to do this, right? I don't even think they will do this, but if I'm making Spider-Man 2, I'm going to put this scene in there somewhere, potentially at the end. It's that everyone knows who Spider-Man is, so they come to his front door, they come to Aunt May's front door, Aunt May's dead, Peter Parker's there, the Sinister Six, or a version of them, obviously we had Sinister Six in the first game, but we have like Venom, we have Kraven, we have a bunch of others, and they recreate the final scene of the Ultimate Spider-Man original arc when Peter dies on his front lawn, but maybe he doesn't die because Miles Morales swings in and now he's got all this like team behind him, and they have a big fight. It's really personal. It's really good.
I think, and we might as well talk about the franchise in general, because Brian Intihar, when he was on Kinda Funny, sort of, you know, they mentioned things about Avengers tie-ins. They mentioned, obviously, they set up the sequel pretty heavily. The DLC very much ties that stuff in. And they've already said that work's begun on Spider-Man 2. Do you think that they'll sort of set it as this is going to be a trilogy, or this will be an ongoing thing for however many installments?
I think, again, it's one of those things where I think Marvel are more pragmatic about this than Warner Brothers are with Arkham. You know, Arkham, you know, they had an entire franchise waiting to be, you know, explored, and they've kind of stopped with four games. And I know there'll be more to come, but we haven't really heard anything. I think Sony and Marvel would be mad and bonkers if they were to just stop at three. There is no point in saying, you know, this is the definitive three games of Spider-Man, they can keep this going for as long as they want, and they can do different games. Maybe if it is just three Spider-Man games, we're definitely going to see more titles set in this franchise, because Marvel have already coined the term Gamerverse now, so there's already going to be scope for different stuff like that. I still believe that Avengers is connected to this game.
Totally. I mean, they nigh on said that, even though maybe in like a business sense, but they said if you nail Spider-Man, Avengers will follow. I don't know that's what you were going to say.
That was pretty much what I was going to say. Yes, I just want that place.
I mean, thinking of things like that, they've already done the groundwork in terms of the environment. Like I said before, they have the city there. So if you want to plug Queens into it, or you want to plug in like more detailed Ellis and Staten Islands or whatever, you can do those kind of things. I hope that they don't, because they haven't mentioned if they're going to do co-op stuff with like Miles and Peter. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you guys think in terms of the split between single and
I would love to be able to just swing around on my own. And then just see Miles. So I would love to have the game world occupy two different Spider-Men. I think that'd be quite interesting. How you'd work that into the combat would be tricky.
Yes.
And I definitely don't think it should be the main focus, but I could definitely see the joy in swinging around with your best mate in New York and like just
seeing them there. Yeah. No game's ever really done that. Not even the multiplayer. No. I guess multiplayer in the Lego superhero games, you can see someone flying past you or something, but not in anything close
there's
to the same
way. Nothing to do in those sandboxes, my friend.
Well there's a sandbox in Marvel Super Heroes.
I know, but there's nothing to do in it is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, very, very true. You can't believe Venom and eat people, though.
Yeah, you can.
It's really fun.
I know. My balloon!
But yes, bring back the balloons as well. For now, though, this has been the War Culture Gaming Podcast. Let us know what you think down in the comments below if you're watching the video version, or come find us on social media if you're not. But yes, this has been the War Culture Gaming Podcast. I've been your host, Scott Tilford, joined by you and Patterson.
Bye.
And Josh Brown.
Goodbye. Thwip poop.
And we'll catch you next time.
Thwip poop. Thwip poop. Thwip poop. Thwip.
But also, thwip's good.
Thwip. Gives you your best thwip.
It's one of them.
That's pretty good.
No, that's not a thwip.
That's good. That's pretty good.
It's pretty much that.
Yours is like the.
I think I just shot you.
That's like the PS4 Spider-Man's thwip.
No, that sounds like you're murdering someone in their sleep with a silenced gun.
Yeah.
This podcast ended 30 seconds ago. But good. Thanks.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.